Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
That's where you at, 657 a.m. This is where you are, and it is Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. Gave you Bishop Louis Remnant message, hoping that you have enjoyed that one. 26 minutes, it is just after 1. I'm not alone. I'm with Pastor Angie Campos Real. We're talking about the frequently asked questions about the Holy Spirit. So, when we're looking at the questions that are there, what are these frequently asked questions about the Lord, Holy Spirit? I thought that our Lord Jesus had explained how the Lord Holy Spirit operates and who he is. But we still have got questions. So what are some of the questions that you have received? The common ones, for example.
Well, some of the common questions that I was asking, you know, as I mentioned, the book that I wrote was questions that I myself had. And some of the commonly asked questions, remember that I wasn't born a Christian. I was born a Hindu and I accepted the Lord about 24 years ago, the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. And then I was actually possessed by a demon. And when, you know, the pastor was praying for me, actually took authority and cast that demon out. It was when I had my first experience with the Holy Spirit. And so the first question that I had was, who is the Holy Spirit? And so I think that is one of the most important questions. And the first question that I've addressed in my book is, who is the Holy Spirit? Is he a dove? Is he a wind? You know, who is the Holy Spirit? And the first thing that we need to understand is that the Holy Spirit is a person, but he's not just any person. He is the most important person that we will ever encounter on the face of this earth. He's the person who walks with us. He's the person who talks to us. He's the person who leads us and guides us and teaches us and helps us in everything that we need. And he's also the person that leads us to Jesus. So, you know, he is without a doubt the most important person on the face of this earth. And it's important that we get to know him. The most powerful person as well.
Oh, and some don't even know that the Lord Holy Spirit is God himself. And he's not smaller than Jesus. Neither is he smaller than the Father. But he is a triune God. And a lot of people fail to understand that. And what are his qualities?
So that's another question that I have addressed in my book. What are the attributes of the Holy Spirit? You know, some of the attributes of the Holy Spirit is that he's omnipresent, means that he's present everywhere. And as you quite well said, he's part of the triune Godhead. He is God and he's part of the Godhead. So God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We shouldn't treat the Holy Spirit any less than we would treat, you know, God the Father or God the Son, Jesus Christ. He is God. He is God, the Holy Spirit. And some of his attributes are that he's omnipresent, which means he's present everywhere. He's present with God the Father and God the Son in heaven, and he's also present with us. So he's all present, and he's also omnipotent, which means that he's all powerful. He has all power, as well as that he's omniscient, which means that he's all knowing. He's also an eternal God. You know, he's the Holy Spirit is eternal. He lives through eternity, and that he's also the glory of God. So these are some of the attributes that I do discuss quite in detail about the Holy Spirit when you read my book and you get to know him. You know, when we first started off, I started off by saying to you that this isn't just any book that I've written. I've written several books and manuals. This is quite possibly the most important book that I will ever write, because It is a love story. It was me wanting to know this person who walks with me, lives with me, lives inside of me, who's the love of my soul, who's my constant companion. You know, who is this person? I mean, if you're living with someone, you know, like I live with David, my son David, I want to get to know David, and I want David to get to know me. You know, what are the things that he loves about me? What are the things he doesn't like about me? What are my weaknesses? What are my strengths? You know, when you are in love with somebody or when you love somebody, you want to get to know them. And so this book is a love story between me and the Holy Spirit. I wanted to know who is this person, who is my constant companion. And I just wanted to get to know him better. And that's what I've poured out into this book, is just getting to know him better. And I believe that when we get to know him better, it will become a love story, not just between me and him, but between each and every person that takes the time to seek him. They will find him and fall in love, madly in love with him.
Pastor Angie, how do we build a relationship with the Lord Holy Spirit? We are taught, the Lord Jesus Christ says to us, he will come and he will teach us all things and remind us of all the things that our Lord Jesus Christ taught us. But now, how do we build that relationship? Because it puzzles someone when somebody says, and the Lord Holy Spirit said this to me, and a person will be like, how did you hear and do? How do you know it's the Lord Holy Spirit who said that to you? So how do we build a relationship? Where do we begin when we are building that relationship with him?
So for me personally, you know, being a young believer, and that was how this book came about, I researched him. You know, that was how I started. I remember one of the first books that I ever read, and I've referenced it in the book that I've written, is by Kenneth E. Hagin Sr. And Kenneth E. Hagin Sr. is one of my favorite authors. And he wrote a book, How to Be Led by the Spirit of God. And I remember I bought a hard copy of the book, and I remember I was reading the book, and he explained how he got to know the Holy Spirit. And I remember while I was reading this book, learning about the Holy Spirit, I was just sitting there and I just felt this warm presence like envelope me and engulf me. And I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit come upon me. And one of the chapters in my book is How to Speak in Tongues, which is the language of the Holy Spirit when you are baptized in the Holy Spirit. And I remember that, you know, nobody laid hands on me when I started speaking in tongues. I was just reading this book of Kenneth E. Hagin Sr. of How to Be Led by the Spirit of God. And I just started speaking on tongues, you know, in tongues on my own. And the same thing happened to David. You know, David was about 5 or 6 years old, and the Holy Spirit had actually told me, he said that nobody's going to baptize David in the Holy Spirit. He will come upon David on his own, and David will be baptized in the Holy Spirit, and he will start speaking in tongues. And Dave was about, he was about 6 years old, I would reckon, when the Holy Spirit came upon him. One day we were on our way to church, and he burst out speaking in tongues, and he didn't know. And for the whole week, he was just running around speaking in tongues. And so to answer your question, you know, just seek him. And this is why I wrote this book. It is an easy-to-read book on how to seek him, how to find him, how to hear his voice, how to understand the anointing of the Holy Spirit, who he is, how does he reveal himself to us, how does he manifest the glory of God, how do we walk with him, how do we talk to him, how do we fight, how do we find him, what is the anointing of the Holy Spirit, how does he commune with us? These are a number of questions that I've answered through my own just experience of seeking him. You know, when you seek
let's
him,
advise somebody. Let's advise somebody who is seeking the Lord right now, seeking to hear the voice of the Lord Holy Spirit. When you say they should seek him, what exactly should they do? How do you learn that voice?
Just from spending time with him. You know, the more time you spend with him, the more you will become accustomed to hearing his voice. It didn't come easy to me. Maybe it came easily to other people. But for me, it's been a lifetime journey of walking with him and learning his voice. There are times where he speaks to me, and these are things that I have addressed in my book, The Voice of the Holy Spirit and How You Will Hear Him. There are times you will hear him through your spirit, you know, as if you're speaking to yourself, and you'll think, oh, this is me speaking. It's called an inner voice. There are times where I've heard him like in a whisper, but this comes from spending time with him. I have spent so much of time over the past 24 years on my face, just seeking him, speaking his voice. And remember, the most important thing that I can say to you is, when hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit, is to know the Word of God, because every single thing that the Holy Spirit will say to you has to align with the Word of God. There are so many other voices out there. Yes, there are demonic voices who will speak to you. And yes, their voice is the voice of the Holy Spirit. And then your own voice that will speak to you. How do you know the difference between these voices? And you will only know when something is from the Lord, when it aligns with the Word of God. So if you don't know the Word of God, you will never know that this is the Holy Spirit that has just spoken to you. The Holy Spirit speaks the Word of God and affirms and confirms the Word of God. If that voice doesn't align with the Word of God, it is not God.
So it has to align with the Word of God. It shouldn't be contrary to the Word of God. So if something, a word comes, but it's contrary to the Word of God, I should go and seek the face of the Lord, go to the scriptures and check. And if it doesn't align, then it's not of the Lord. It's not the voice of the Lord, Holy Spirit.
Absolutely, 100%. Every single thing that is of the Lord always aligns with the Word of God. There's no contrary voice to the Word of God.
All right. So by spending time in the Word, so when you spend time in the Word, reading the scriptures, how or what should you do to when you begin? Because I know of people who are saying, who would say to me, Spongile, I do read the Bible. I study the Bible. I know the book of Genesis. They can quote scripture, but yet they are still struggling to can tell and differentiate the voices and know that the Lord Holy Spirit was talking to me. So do we talk to him like I would talk to you as well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, again, another book that I've referenced in my book is Good Morning, Holy Spirit by Benny Hinn. And that was one of the first books that I also read about the Holy Spirit. And, you know, what is the message that Benny Hinn brought across in that book is talk to the Holy Spirit. When you get up in the morning, that's the first thing in the morning that you say, be good morning, Holy Spirit. So I talk to him about everything. And I've taught David, my son David, you know, exactly the same thing. I've said to him, you know, there's times you're going to be frustrated, the times you're going to be angry. Even if you're angry, even if you feel frustrated with God, talk to him, you know. Go and talk to him and say, Lord, I feel angry now. I was expecting this and it didn't happen the way I was expecting it. But talk to him. He's a person. Like you and I are people. The Holy Spirit is a person. And we have to treat him as a person. So what defines a person? You know, what defines a person is not the external appearance. But what makes us people is the fact that we have emotions and a will and an intellect and thoughts and feelings. And in the same way, the Holy Spirit has emotions. He feels things. Like you and I feel things. He feels things. He gets hurt. You know, he feels joy. You know, the Holy Spirit has emotions. You know, he has a will. He has an intellect. He has thoughts and he has feelings. And so the same way you are talking to me now, woman of God, is the same way you talk to the Holy Spirit. Talk to him. One thing I've learned about the Holy Spirit in getting to know him is that the Holy Spirit loves to talk. You know, when I was taking a walk at midnight, I was dealing with some stuff, some personal stuff, and I just needed to understand what I was going through at that time. And I just thought, I'm going to just take a walk and I'm going to talk to the Holy Spirit. And so the two of us just took a walk around the complex, and he loves to talk. And when we talk to God, it's called prayer. But when he talks to us, it's called revelation. And he started giving me deep revelation about strategies, about, you know, kingdom warfare and what he wants me to do going forward. And the Holy Spirit loved to talk. If we would just take a walk with him and just talk to him and let him talk back to us, he will reveal deep secrets to us that will blow our minds.
Let's take a break, my queen, and come back to talk to you some more. We're going to take the sounds of Simon Korowski and the song, Oh, the Deep Love of Jesus.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details.
or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Yeah, Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wabo bonke abadinga ukukhuthazwa. Silalele ku app yethu noma ku radiopulpit.co.za.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at. Gave you beautiful music there from Simon Korowski and the song, Oh, the Deep Love of Jesus. And I'm talking to Pastor Angie Campos Real, and we're talking on frequently asked questions about the Lord, Holy Spirit, or the Holy Spirit. And yeah, family, I said that you can talk to us. Our WhatsApp line 012. 082-657-2729 and our SMS line 37871. You can also call in and talk to us right here in studio. So our very own Sonnet, my prachtige koningin, hoe gaan dit met u? She wrote in and she says, lovely topics, Bongile and guest. I talk to God about everything all day long. Nothing better than sharing everything with him. He's our daddy and he loves it when we share all with him. Thank you so much, Sanet. This is Sanet from Radio Pulpit. Thank you so much, Sanet. And a family member is asking, does it mean that if I have been called to an altar call to receive the Lord Holy Spirit, but yet don't talk in tongues, does it mean I haven't received him?
Oh, no. No, no, no. See, speaking in tongues is an outward manifestation of receiving the Holy Spirit. And it's not all the time that people, for me personally, every person that I have prayed with and I've baptized in the Holy Spirit, they have broken out in tongues and they do speak in tongues. But some people have quite a delayed response. Some people, they are baptized in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes upon them. He comes and lives inside of them. But, you know, it's a delayed response. Some people start speaking that evening, some a few weeks later. But you shouldn't stop, you know, just continue just getting into the presence of the Holy Spirit and make it be known to him. Just let him be known that you would like to speak in tongues. And that you're just opening yourself up to receiving tongues, and he will come upon you, and you will speak in tongues. One of the signs of a spirit-filled life is that you will speak in other tongues, but you will speak to also you will speak to one another in psalms and hymns and in spiritual songs. So the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in your life, you know, comes in many different forms, but mostly yes, you will speak in tongues when you are baptized in the Holy Spirit. It will come.
Alrighty then. And so a family member says, what does it mean when the Bible talks about grieving the Lord Holy Spirit?
Yes, the Bible does speak about grieving the Lord Holy Spirit. And, you know, we should be very, very careful because the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is as gentle as a dove. But he is the most powerful being on the face of the earth. But he's also the most gentlest person, you know, that you can ever have in your company, that you can ever have a communion with. And so he's a very soft-hearted person. He's powerful, but he's also soft-hearted. And so, you know, we should treat him that way. We should remember that first and foremost he's God. So we need to be careful how we speak to him. We need to be careful, you know, that we don't wound the Holy Spirit, that we don't grieve the Holy Spirit, that we don't say things to him that we shouldn't. We don't take him to places that he's not going to be happy at. You know, when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, be careful. He's dwelling inside of you. So, you know, be careful. Are you taking him to taverns? Are you taking him to places where he's not welcome? You know, I heard a story that was shared to me by a family member who said that, we were told that when we have family gatherings, they don't want us to talk about the Lord. We get together, it's Christmas or it's New Year or it's a birthday party, whatever. We all Christians, we all believers. But let's not talk about the Lord. Let's leave him at the door when you come in, and let's have a great time. Let's have a lekker draw. Let's have a good party together in fellowship. But let's not talk about the Lord. And I said, don't invite me to those places. If I'm going to leave the Holy Spirit at the door when I enter in, and we're all going to have a lekker joll and a lekker party, and he's not welcome, then don't invite me, because I'm not going to take him to places where he's not welcome. When we take the Holy Spirit to places where he's not welcome, we grieve him. When we take him into taverns, and when we take him into places where people don't want his presence and he's not welcome there, we are grieving him. When we do things in front of his presence that we don't treat him as God living with us, we grieve him. So we need to treat him with all the reverence that he deserves. He's God living with us. We don't just reverence him on a Sunday when we're in church. We've got to give him all the reverence in everything that we do, in every day of our lives.
Sure. And realizing God's guidance in your life, please ask Pastor Angie to explain that one.
So I think just in general, I'm not sure what type of guidance you're looking for, but again, the guidance of the Holy Spirit should be in every single area of your life. So, you are writing a book, you're writing a book. Is this a book that the Holy Spirit wants you to write or not? You are going to study. Did the Holy Spirit guide you in what you want to study or not? Applying for jobs. Did the Holy Spirit guide you into that job or not? You are wanting to invest money. Did you speak to the Holy Spirit to guide you? Should you invest your money here or not? Should you throw your money here or not? Should you marry this partner or not? Remember, the Holy Spirit is our constant companion. He's our helper. He's our teacher. And he's here to guide us into success in every area of our lives. I was reading, again, Good Morning, Holy Spirit. And Benny Hinn has written a testimony about this. Remember, I read this about 20 years ago. And he'd written a testimony about a guy that was on Wall Street stockbroking. And he said that this guy would go into a closet every single time he wanted to buy or sell stocks. And he would go into a closet, and he would not move out of the closet until the Holy Spirit told him whether he should buy or whether he should sell. And this is what made him a very, very wealthy man. Remember that the Holy Spirit wants us to be successful at everything that we do in our lives. And the times that I have failed and fallen short was when I didn't seek the Holy Spirit. I didn't consult with him. I didn't partner with him and say, Holy Spirit, what should I do here? What direction should I go in here? But when I walk with him, and when I talk with him, and when I seek his guidance, and when I seek his help with everything, if I'm at work, and before I start working, I say, Holy Spirit, I need your help to do this. As your Holy Spirit was with Joseph, let your Holy Spirit be with me, Father. And because your Holy Spirit was with Joseph, he was a successful man. And because your Holy Spirit is with me, I will be successful. He taught me things I've never done before. He's empowered me and anointed me to do things that other people have failed at. And he leads me and he guides me. And when he does so, I'm successful. But when I do things without his guidance, it's when I fail and when I fall short.
So we have to keep a relationship going with him on a daily basis.
Absolutely. You've got to build that relationship daily with him. It has to be a daily walk. You've got to get up in the morning and wake up with him. So my daily schedule is I get up in the morning. I know it might be boring to other people, but I listen to the same song every single morning without fail. When I open my eyes, I put on the song by Martha Munenzi, Welcome Holy Spirit. And that's the song I put on repeat. And that has been my lifestyle for the past 20 years since I got to know him. I get up in the morning. I may not say, Good morning, Holy Spirit, but I start my morning with him. I start worshiping him. I say, Welcome, Holy Spirit. You are welcome here. I need you, Holy Spirit. I need your presence. Dave needs you. We need you in this home. His presence dwells with us. If you walk into my home, you'll feel his presence. And because he dwells here, people have been healed in my home without me laying hands on them. Demons have been cut out without me doing anything. Because his all-powerful presence, his peace, his joy lives here. He He talks to us. He heals us. He delivers us. You know, just to have that presence just appropriated by worship, by getting into the Word of God, by talking to Him, by fellowshipping with Him, by communing with Him.
Wow. We are grateful for the Lord Holy Spirit. He is a friend who sticks closer even than a brother. Let me hear what Pietra has for us.
Goeiemiddag, Rade Kansel. Luister so na julle gesprekkie, so ek moet maar voice message stuur. Die Heilige Gees. En ek wil net mense bemoedig om te sê, weet jy, die Heilige Gees is gentle. En mense kan jou so afsit. Jesus, ons moet juist in kroe ingaan, juist na plekke toe gaan, want dis waar ons mense moet bekeer. En dis nie te sê, jy moet dronk wees, nie. Jy kan een Coca-Cola tonic hee, maar deur jou gedrag kan jy mense tot bekering kry wat juist in kroe is, wat vir die Here gesê, en Heer, as al regtige Heilige Gees is, stuur my soon toe. So ek dink mens moet luister wat die Heilige Gees sê, en nie te vinnig wees om te oordeel nie, om te sê, ja, ek wil nie na plekke toe gaan waar een tavern is, of ek wil nie al kroeg toe gaan nie. Ons moet, die Heilige Gees is welkom op enige plek. En baie keer mense het gesê, ja, jy het nie die Heilige Gees as jy nie in tale gepraat het nie. Nou praat ek Afrikaans, Engels, en ek glo nie mens moet mense probeer afse in 'n boksie druk nie. Die Heilige Gees kan enige manier wees. En dis nie te sê, dat dit is een van die manifestaties, dat jy nie die Heilige Gees ontvang het, as jy nie in tale praat nie. Dankie Sibongele, blessings.
My queen, you went in very deep, but I could pick up that you say He is a very gentle God, and He will guide us, and so we shouldn't rush to do things, we shouldn't rush to go to places, but we should allow the Lord Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us. And yeah, thank you so much for also sharing on that, and to say that it doesn't necessarily mean that if you do not speak in tongues that you haven't received. Just wait on the Lord and just keep on talking to Him. You thank you so much for that. I hope I didn't misquote you there somewhere, but you were very fast, my queen, today. Kolisile, hello, and saying good day, Spongile, and your guest. Thank you for talking about having reverence for God's Holy Spirit, because we take it for granted, because we only look at how He is forgiving and forget that He hates sin. Many of us go around without thinking about the consequences of our action. He is forgiving, but forgiveness doesn't remove consequences. Yo! Ish! Yeah, ne? Thank you, Koli, for that. So, there are consequences to our actions. Yes, He forgives and forgets, but yes, in the forgiveness, the forgiveness doesn't move the consequences. Reminds me, my queen, when the Lord asked David, which hands do you want to fall into, mine or the people?
Yes, so
David did say, Lord, I'm sorry. He apologized, but the Lord said, yes, but you still gotta pay. There's still payment to be made. All righty then, let's just sum it up for today, May Queen.
Yes, you know, for me, I think it's just a heartfelt desire for each and every person to just have the same kind of love relationship that I have with the Holy Spirit, and deeper. My desire is for people to have a deeper love relationship with Him than I do. I am madly in love with the Holy Spirit. It is my deepest desire to get to know Him better and more than I do currently, my constant companion. And, you know, how can we, you know, fall short? How can we miss the boat if we have Him with us, teaching us, helping us, guiding us? You know, we just need to partner with Him. Just partner with Him in everything. Fall madly in love with Him. Seek Him. Do not let another day go by without saying to Him, Holy Spirit, come into my life. I want more of You. That is my heart's desire for God's people, as it is my heart's desire for myself, just to know Him more. He is the love of my soul, and I am just madly in love with Him. And I just want to share that with everybody today.
Sure. Thank you so much, my queen, for sharing, for empowering the body of Christ as well in this regard. For family members seeking to talk to you directly, how do they reach you?
My cell phone number is 082-518-3768.
Can you repeat that?
082-518-3768.
My queen, I'm going to ask you to pray for family members who are looking and they are thirsty for this relationship that we are talking about with the Lord Holy Spirit, and they are ready for it as well. And maybe it has been confusing to say, where do you begin? How do you do it? And all that. Can we just take them to the Lord in prayer? I only have a minute to do that.
Sure. Heavenly Father, as we come before your throne of grace and mercy this afternoon, we come to you in the name above all names, the name of your Son, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, you have said in Psalm 42, verse 1, that as the deer pants, so our soul thirsts for you, O Lord. Father, your word says, if any of you are thirsty, let him come unto you and let us drink. For all those who are thirsty for you, as a deer pants for the water, Father, Holy Spirit, just pour out your presence upon each and every one of us. Quench that thirst with your presence. For those of us who are seeking you, Holy Spirit, let us find you. Let us find you, pour out your presence upon you, and let us allow us to just honor you and reverence you as Lord God, Holy Spirit. Lead us and guide us to our God the Father and God the Son, Jesus Christ. We need you. We need the triune God in our lives. We need you, Holy Spirit. Come and fill us this day. Come and fill us with your wonderful presence. Come and fill us. Come and quench our thirst this day, Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, my queen. May God awesomely bless you. With Pietra also echoing the amen. May the Lord keep you, my queen. Until we talk to you again very soon, have a blessed one. Love you lots.
Okay. Love you too. Bye.
And that, my family, is Pastor Ange Campos Real. And wow, we thank God that, you know, we have the Lord Holy Spirit. We can connect with him through the Lord Holy Spirit as he guides us, as he teaches us. Do you remember, if you'd like to talk to Pastor Angie, she's available on 082-518-3768. It's 082-518-3768.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.